Yud Aleph Nissan, Friday the 11th of April, Rabbi David Zaltzbacher, Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, Liyamos HaMashiach.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Chazal say, B'nissan Nigalu, U'b'nissan Asidili Goyal, that this month is a month which is Mesugal for the Geula. Chazal also say, Mishnah Pirkei Avos, that Ha'oim Adova B'Shem Omroi, Mevi Geula L'Oilam. And one of the ways of bringing the Geula is to say something over in the name of someone else. I'm one of those fans of Reb Yitzchok Bernstein, Reb Isaac Bernstein, Zech Tzadik Livracha. And I've been listening to his shiurim, and I feel the shiur he said one year before Pesach is so important. I've said it over in school a few times. It's such a vital nekuda in the midst of Sipur Yitzchok. I'd like to say it over as I heard it from him, with a few extra pieces, a slight shinuyim in the Seder. Basically, it's from him. Now the question here is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim when Mashiach will come. It's not just a question we're going to ask Mitzvah Shem when Mashiach comes, but this question would lead us to the very, very root and heart of what exactly is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's well known, the Machlekes in the Gemara in Brochus, which we quoted on Seder night, the Machlekes ben Zayma and the Chachomim about the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Mishnah, at the end of the first parak of Brochus, the Mishnah says, according to Machlekes ben Azai and the Chachomim, Maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Baleilis. Reb Lozer ben Azariah said there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim at night, which we say in the third paragraph of Kriyas Shema, and he didn't have a mekor. Ad shedosha ben Zayma made a drosha. Neman tiskor es yetzischo Yisrael koil yemei chayecho. Koil yemei chayecho means lahavi the nights, not lahavi. There it says. Comes along the Chachamim. And the Chachamim say, no, the mitzvah is only in the day. What does Kol Yemei Chayecho come to include? Lahavi Limois HaMashiach. That's the Mishnah, the Machlekes, whether the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is only in the day or also at night, and whether the mitzvah applies Limois HaMashiach. So according to the Chachamim, that there's no mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelois, they hold there will be a mitzvah B'Lemois HaMashiach. It's mashma from here that if you dashen that there will be a mitzvah at night, there's no mitzvah L'Mois HaMashiach. And the emes that's written clearly in the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'chi maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim L'Mois HaMashiach. There's no mitzvah according to Ben Zoyma, if there's a mitzvah at night, there's no mitzvah L'Mois HaMashiach. Those two things go hand in hand. What's taka the reason that when Mashiach comes, there'll be no mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the Gemara brings a pasuk in Yirmiyah. The pasuk says, Hine yomim boim, the days of Mashiach will come, v'lo ye yome oy, people will no longer say, Chai Hashem Ashehela es Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. They're no longer going to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Ki im Chai Hashem Ashehela v'ashehevi es Zerah v'es Yisrael Meretz Sofeina, etc., etc. We're going to come in Yitzh Hashem to the days. We're no longer going to talk about Yitzhias Mitzrayim. We're going to talk about the miracles of Bias HaMashiach. So that's the pshat. If you hold that there's no mitzvah B'Lemois HaMashiach, it's because the Lemois HaMashiach will overshadow Yetzias Mitzrayim. What about the mitzvah on Seder night? This Mishnah is talking about the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we say in Kriyas Shema, every day of the year, or whether it's every night of the year. What about on Seder night? Says the Maharal, the Pashtus of the Maharal is, that just as when Mashiach comes, there'll be no mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day of the year, because L'Mois HaMashiach, that will overshadow it.
Who are din of Seder night? There'll be no mitzvah of Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Chaira, there would still be mitzvah Pesach Matzah Moreh, which would require, as Rabbi Gamliel said, to speak about it. But the whole arichas of Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim, when Mashiach comes, that will no longer exist according to the Maharal. So Rabbi Yitzchok Hudna, Tzadik Kavrocha, brings a brilliant raya from the Rambam that the Rambam disagrees with that. It could be that the mitzvah of Zechira won't apply, the daily mitzvah, but the Seder night mitzvah will still apply. What's the raya for this? If you look in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs incredibly does not mention a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam leaves it out, and all the Mefarshim ask, it's a mitzvah which we do every day, we say it in Kriya Shema, whether day or night, but we say every day of the year, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and for some reason the Rambam doesn't reckon that in one of his Taryag mitzvahs. Of course he paskens that you're mechuyev to do it, he writes it in the Sefer Yad, but in Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he reckons the Taryag mitzvahs, he doesn't mention this mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. And all the Mefarshim ask what's pshat in the Rambam. So Reb Chaim Briska, he said the following teretz, which was quoted by all his Talmidim. Reb Chaim says that we've just mentioned a Mishnah here about the Machlokes ben Zoma and the Chachamim, whether maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim balelus. And we explained the knock-on effect is if maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim limois HaMashiach. We paskin like Ben Zoma that there is a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim balelus, as we say in the third paragraph of Kriya Shema. If we paskin like Ben Zoma that there is a mitzvah by night, it follows that that mitzvah will no longer apply when Mashiach comes, as we've been explaining. Says Reb Chaim, the Rambam has a rule, and all the different Moine HaMitzvahs have slightly different rules. What do we include in the Taryag Mitzvahs? So the Rambam has a rule that we only include in the Taryag Mitzvahs those mitzvahs which will apply Le'olam Void, even Limois HaMashiach. In order to be Taryag, the 613, it's got to last for all time. There are certain mitzvahs which will only apply ad Limois HaMashiach. The mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, says Reb Chaim, it's clear, as we've been explaining from the Mishnah and the Gemara, will not apply when Mashiach comes, because we paskin like Ben Zoma. And since the Rambam says we only include in the Taryag mitzvahs those mitzvahs which will apply for all time, it's very clear why the Rambam doesn't list the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Atzkan, that's what Reb Chaim says. It says Reb Yitzchak Hudna, but if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam clearly lists a mitzvah on the 15th of Nisan at night, the Sapet, the mitzvah of Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We just learned that the Rambam only lists those mitzvahs which will apply when Mashiach comes. It's quite clear, if the Rambam does include mitzvahs Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim of Leil Tesvov, that will apply when Mashiach comes, even though the mitzvah of Zechira, the daily mitzvah, won't apply. That's the diuk of Rabbi Yitzchok Hudna. But the kasha is very strong. We based it on a pasuk in Yirmiyah that when Mashiach comes, Hinei Boim, Yomim Boim, they will no longer say of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ashehela Mitzrayim Mitzrayim. They're going to talk about Mashiach, and as we've been explaining, because that overshadows Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why should it be any different on Seder night? That's the kasha which Rabbi Yitzchok Hudna was asking. We see very clearly, as I said earlier, this question goes into the very, very heart of what exactly is the mitzvah of Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim and how different is it from the mitzvah of Zechira. And we see very clearly the mitzvah of Zechira will not apply when Mashiach comes. Nevertheless, the mitzvah of Sippur will apply when Mashiach comes. And what's the chiluk? When both, we should employ the pasuk
in Yirmiyot that when Mashiach comes, we'll not talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. We say in the Haggadah, it's a Mishnah, in Psochim, B'chol doi v'doi, Chayev Odom, Liris es Atzmoi, Ki'ilu hu Yotzo Mitzrayim. Every generation, we have to imagine as if we came out of Mitzrayim. What exactly does this mean? What exactly does it mean that we came out of Mitzrayim? So I always understood that we have to picture ourselves on Seder night as if we were one of those people who came out of Mitzrayim. We have to picture ourselves that we were in the Shibud, Avodim Ayinu, we were there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. That's what we're mechuyev to do. That's how I always understood. However, we'll see the Chayra that it's much more than that. The Pasuk, which we quote, is quoted in the Mishnah, says, Ba'avur zeh osa Hashem li b'tzeisim Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this to me when I came out of Mitzrayim. And in the Haggadah, we go one stage further. Lo yesav eseinu bilvad, not only our forefathers, ela af oisonu goal imoim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out imoim with them. What exactly have we added with this? We could again suggest that we have to imagine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out with them. However, it's well known that the Rambam, when he explains this Mishnah in the Sefer Halacha, he adds a vital word. The Rambam writes, Ki'ilu yotzo ato mimitzrayim. Every generation, a person has to feel as if he came out of Mitzrayim now. What does that mean? We're not supposed to imagine that we were one of those people who were Yotze Mitzrayim and picture ourselves with our others. We have to imagine as if now we came out of Mitzrayim. Based on this, let's go back a minute to the Gemara, which says that when Mashiach comes, we'll no longer talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. We quoted a pasuk. For some reason, the Gemara, the Chayyim, doesn't feel it's sufficient with that pasuk alone. We bring a moshel. The Gemara brings a moshel. What does the moshel say? Moshel Amar Dov Adoyma, there was a man going on a journey, and he was attacked by a ze'ev, by a wolf. And Baruch Hashem Nitzel, he was saved. So when he comes to the village, he tells everybody, you have no idea what happened, there was a wolf, and Baruch Hashem, I was saved. The next day, he carries on his journey, and he's attacked by a lion. And when he comes to the village, he tells everybody, he doesn't talk about the wolf anymore, he talks about the lion. And the next day, he's attacked by a nochosh. And now he doesn't bother talking about the wolf and the lion. He talks about the nochosh, the snake. What has the Gemara added to the pasuk? So very nice. Just like in the moshel, the early wolf, that's Mitzrayim, and the nochosh, that is the ship of Malchus of now. So we're going to talk about being safe from the nochosh as opposed from the wolf. What has the pasuk added, the moshel added? What's been added here is the final words when the Gemara brings out the Nimshal. The Gemara says, Af kach Yisrael, tsarois acharoinois, mashkachas horishoinois. The later tsaros, which we've been delivered from, makes us forget the earlier ones. You know what's there, though? It's not that when Mashiach comes, there will necessarily be greater miracles. There will be. Ha'renu niflois. There will be. But that's not the reason why we're going to not talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim anymore. The reason why we won't talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim is because what is current, the thing which is most current, that we've been saved from Mashiach, when Mashiach has saved us from this galus, that's what's in the forefront of our mind. That's the tzores acharoinos, and that will cause us to forget the tzores harishoinos. It's the latter deliverance which will make us forget the previous one. If so, says Reb Yitzchok Kuttner,
We understand very clearly that when Mashiach comes, we're no longer going to talk about the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Tzoros Acharonos. Because we've been saved from the tzora of Golus, we won't talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the mitzvah of Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Tesvov is not remembering what took place 3,500 years ago. On Seder night, as we've seen in the Rambam, we've got to imagine as if we came out of Mitzrayim tonight. Therefore, the most current geula which we've been saved from is tonight's Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tonight we came out of Mitzrayim. Even though Mashiach came a few months ago, but when it comes to Seder night, there's a mitzvah which would apply for all time, because tonight we're coming out of Mitzrayim. Then it's gewaltig why the Rambam does say this halacha of Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it's not the past, it's the present. Yitzchak Kutner says a ge'onus. The Rambam, when he brings the mitzvah of Seder night, his opening words are mitzvah saseh shel Torah l'saper b'nisav v'nifloy shenas la v'seh v'tzrayim b'leil tesvav b'nisan shenema zocher es hayoyim hazeh asher yitzasa m'nitzrayim. And then for some reason, which all the Mephoshim ask, the Rambam adds a few words. You've got a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it says Zocher, like it says Zocher Yisrael HaShabbos. What do I need the Zocher Yisrael HaShabbos for? I know what Zocher means, and if I don't know what the first Zocher means, what's going to help me according to the second Zocher? It's a Goenus. He says there are two translations of the word Zocher. Zocher is to remember an event which took place in the past. Zocher is HaShabbos HaMonik. Shabbos, Zocher Yisrael HaShabbos, doesn't mean remember there was once a Shabbos. Zocher Yisrael HaShabbos means now, this Shabbos you've got to keep. It's gewaltig why the Rambam says, Zocher Yisrael HaZeh, says the Rambam, Zocher Yisrael HaZeh, like Shabbos Zocher, you've got to keep it now, it's a current event. Therefore, we've now seen that the mitzvah of Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim is remembering a current event which has happened tonight. And in the Gemara and Psochim, it brings from Rava that that's actually a chaluk of Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim that we've got to save. Oisonu Itzel Mishom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken us out. That's a chaluk of Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because what does Sippur mean? Sippur means living a current event. We are telling over what's happening now. There's a famous kasha. Why don't we say the brocha of She'osan Nisim on Seder night? If you say it for Chanukah and Purim, how much more so the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Says Reb Amram Gon, I'll quote you the words of Amram Gon, because on Seder night, it's Yoim Yeshua Hu V'Odif Minisim. It's a night of salvation, and it's greater than Nisim. What exactly does Rav Amram Gon mean? Pshat is like this. Usually when we say the Bracha She'osan Nisim on Chanukah and Purim, we are saying She'osan Nisim La'avoseinu. An event took place thousands of years ago, and we're commemorating that event. On Seder night, it doesn't make sense to say She'osan Nisim La'avoseinu. It didn't take place in the past, it's happening tonight. If it's happening tonight, we need to make a different Bracha. We need to make a Brachas HaGoimel, which we do in the Brocha Asher Goalonu. And it's Yodua, the Vilna Gaon says, all the numbers four on Seder night is connected to four people, Tzichim Lohidus. Seder night, we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because tonight we were saved. That's the holy slate of Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now we come to develop this one stage further, it's Halacha. We say in the Haggadah, just before Hallel, put my little Haggadah with me. We say like this. We say Lefichoch, V'noima Lefonov Shiro Chadosho Halalukah. We say we're going to sing a Shiro in the feminine. A few minutes later, after Hallel, we say the Bracha Shegon Lonu, and we finish off V'noy Delecha Shir Chodosh. So first it's Shira, and then it's Shir. Tosfos Ibsochim asks this question, and Tosfos answers that based on the Mechilta, all the Shiros until Mashiach comes will be B'loshen Nekeva. Why? Because a Nekeva represents Tsar, Tsar later, pain. Although we will have Hatzlochas and there will be Nisim for reasons to sing Shira, but they will not be complete because we still have the Tzara until Mashiach comes. All the Shiros are B'loshen Nekeva. Mashiach came when it comes to the Shir, when Mashiach comes, that will be masculine, that will be completed. Therefore, it's very good. We say, Menoy Delecha Shir Chodosh. We're going to sing a Shir Chodosh when Mashiach comes. Asks the Shloah Kodesh on Tosfos. If that's correct, then when we first said Shira, that's not referring to Mashiach, it's referring to the Shira which they sang at Yitzias Mitzrayim. Asks the Shloah Kodesh, if so, why do we say V'noimar and we will say? It should say V'ne'emar and they said. Says the Shloah Kodesh, I have no answer to this question. There's a mistake in the Nusach and it should say V'ne'emar. Incredibly enough, the Marshal, the Bach, the Taz, the Mogen Avraham, even the Mishnah Brura, say we should amend the text to say V'ne'emar, based on this kasha of the Shloah. Says the Emek Brocha, look at all your Haggadahs. I don't know what you say at your Seder table, but I definitely say V'ne'emar as it's printed in the Haggadah. Says the Emek Brocha, it's Meritic. Says, I don't understand the Shloah. I don't understand all those Mephoshim who say you should change it to V'ne'emar. It says like this. We actually said V'noimalafonov Shira Chadosho, a new song. What's this new song going to be? So it says like this. On Chanukah we say Hallel, and on Seder night we say Hallel. But you cannot compare the Hallel of Chanukah and the Hallel on Seder night, even though both of them you're saying because of a miracle which took place. On Chanukah, a few thousand years ago, a miracle took place. And then, as a result of that miracle, they then sang Hallel because of the miracle which occurred. Chazal were therefore masakin every year to sing Hallel based on the miracle which took place then and for which they sang Hallel. That's why we say Hallel on Chanukah. However, says Emek Brocha, on Seder night, we are not singing Hallel based on the fact that they sang when they left out Mitzrayim. We're singing Yeshira Chadosha al Geuloseinu. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have just been saved tonight. If so, V'noimar lefonov Shira Chadosha, we are now about to sing a new song which has never been sung before. When they left Mitzrayim, they sang it last year, they sang it the year before, they sang it, but each time we sing it, it's a Shira Chadosha on our deliverance. It's very meduik in the Haggadah itself. We've just said, we're supposed to feel as if we ourselves came out of Mitzrayim tonight. Because of a miracle which took place to us, therefore, tonight we have a new mitzvah. Says the Emek Brocha, this is not the usual mitzvah of Hallel. The usual mitzvah of Hallel is a mitzvah derabbanan, which Chazal Masake to remember a miracle which took place in the past. Tonight, we are doing a mitzvah d'oraisa of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a current event. This is based on a mechilta,
The Mechilta says, Oz Yoshim Moshev Neisras Ashir Hazayis V'yoyimru Leimoyl. And they said, who's Leimoyl too? Says the Mechilta, in every generation, when a miracle occurs, you need to sing a song of praise. So therefore, lefichach anachnu chayovim, tonight we are chayev, the noiman, now we're about to sing a nigger which has never been sung before. Shira chadosha. It's the chavaltik, it's the same you say. Tonight we are having a tzias b'tzayim, we have a shira chadosha. It comes out that the first two paragraphs are bechlal not even halil. They are the shira, which the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvah says, the mitzvah of Seder night is to lesape b'tzias b'tzayim ulahoidois. It's to say b'tzias b'tzayim, that's what Sippur is, and to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because those two go hand in hand. Therefore, v'noimah lefon of shira chadosha, the first two paragraphs are not halal b'chlal. And if you notice, in Kaddish, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, halal is not even mentioned till after benching. That could be considered a type of halal. It's not the full halal. We don't make a broch on it. This halal, which we're now saying, is not even halal. It's shira. And with this, many, many questions about halal are answered. So you do have questions are asked, how are we allowed to split halal? According to this, it's not only how you're allowed to split halal, adarabba, you wouldn't be allowed to put the two together. Because the first two paragraphs are not halal. Rav Haigon calls it shira. Why? Because the first two paragraphs, halalukon, b'tzeis Yisroel Mitzrayim, are talking about the miracle now of Yetzias Mitzrayim. What we sing afterwards are stam songs of praise, which we call halal, based on the psukim of halal, which we have on a regular halal. But beforehand, it is shira. That's also why Chassam Sefer asks, why are you allowed to say Hallel at night? The Mishnah Megillah says Hallel has to be in the day. Says the Chassam Sefer, if the whole idea of this Hallel is a Shira for a miracle which has just taken place, you don't wait till the next day to sing Shira. As soon as that miracle has occurred, you need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That you need to have that Shira. Therefore, to summarize, we ask the Kasha, why will the mitzvah of Sippur Yetziat Mitzrayim apply even when Mashiach comes? The answer is because the mitzvah of Sippur is a current event which will apply even after Mashiach comes, even when the great miracles of Mashiach, the most current event will be Yetziat Mitzrayim. Therefore, this whole mitzvah we've now seen in a new light, it's not a chiddush that chayiv odom liris es atzmei. But to the extent of how a person is supposed to feel, as if tonight I've come out of Mitzrayim, and tonight I have to sing a personal halal, a shira chadosh, which has never been sung before, the year Pesach Tov Shin Ayin Dalet, that's a shira chadosh, al gulosenu v'al putus nafshenu, will be zeicha to sing the full halal, v'yas Mashiach, m'heres, m'heres, m'heres.